Lesson 3, the Greek Alphabet, Part 3. So far we have learned the first 8 letters as follows: Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, and Theta. In this lesson we are going to learn the next 6 letters. You will be learning these next 6 letters in parallel to the English alphabet, just as with the first 5 letters in Lesson 1. Beginning with the first of the 6 letters for this lesson, the first Greek letter is the Greek letter iota. Iota. And it's pronounced E as the I is pronounced in the word machine. E, machine. It is also pronounced I, as the short I is pronounced in the word pit, p-it. And we'll get to this later on in our grammar lessons, as to when to know that the iota is long E or short I. But for pronunciation purposes, we're going to use the pronunciation E. Iota. Notice its printed form. It's a straight line coming straight down with a curve at the end. This is the iota. The second letter is the letter kappa. Kappa. And it is the K sound, the K. And notice how it's printed. You have 3 strokes, beginning at the top, a straight line down, lifting your pen or pencil from the paper and finding about the middle of the line and making your line number 2 at an angle up to the right, and then bringing your pen or pencil back to the middle of the line and your angled line down to the bottom of the writing line. This is the kappa. The K sound. The third letter is the letter lambda. Lambda. It is the L sound. L. Notice how the lambda is printed. Beginning at point 1, an angled line going straight down to the writing line, and lifting your pen or pencil from the paper, taking line 2, from the main line down to the writing line. This is the lambda, the L sound. The next letter is the letter mu. It's the M sound, the M sound. Its name again is the mu. And notice how it is written. Starting below the writing line, without removing your pen or pencil from the paper, coming straight up, and then dipping to make a U-shaped, and then a tail at the end. This is the mu, the M sound, or M sound. The next letter is the letter nu. Notice it looks like our English V, so you have to be careful. This is the N sound, the nu, the N sound. Notice its printed form, 2 strokes, at an angle, beginning at point 1, down to the writing line, and then from point 2, up, even with line 1. It looks like a V. But it is the Greek N, the nu, the N sound. The last letter for this exercise is the XI. It's pronounced XI. You hit the K and then the S right after it. A lot of people pronounce this the Cussy, but there's no A in this. It's XI. It is the KS sound, as in The X in the word box, it's X. Notice its printed form. Beginning at point one, coming straight to the right, and without removing your pen or pencil from the paper, come back towards the way you started, make two loops, and then another loop going in the opposite direction to finish the XI at the writing line. This is the XI. It looks like a backwards three with tails on it. It's the XI. So we have iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, and XI. Their pronunciations, the iota is E, the kappa is K, the lambda is L, the mu is N, the nu is N, and the XI is X. And again, a good way, the easiest way, to learn the names along with their letter pronunciation is to remember the first sound or first letter of the name of the letter. Notice the iota, it's E. The kappa is K, appa, K sound. The lambda, lambda, it's the L sound. The mu is the M sound. The nu is as its first letter, it's the N, the N, nu. And the XI is the first two letters, the KS sound, the XI. After you review these six letters, go on to the memorization and pronunciation concepts on page 2. Lesson 3, Exercise 1, page 2. In this exercise, you will be given the memorization and pronunciation diagrams for the six letters in this lesson, just as you did with the first five letters in Lesson 1. Again, just as before, you will be learning these six letters in parallel to the English alphabet. Let's take the memorization diagram for the letters iota through XI. Notice how the Greek alphabet parallels the English alphabet. Beginning with the letter I in the English alphabet, I, J, K, L, M, N. Notice the Greek alphabet. It has its I, its iota, but there is no J to follow or parallel the English J. Then you have K, the kappa, L, the lambda, M, the mu, N, the nu, paralleling the English, with a XI on the end. So the only two differences is that you have to memorize from iota to kappa, there's no J, and add a XI on the end of this group. Combining this concept with the pronunciation diagram, or sounds for these six letters, notice this second diagram, iota, no J, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, with a XI on the end, that all of the sounds parallel the English, the K, L, M, N, except that the I is iota, E, and the XI is X. You should memorize the order, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, and XI, and the pronunciation of these letters, E, K, L, M, N, X, of these Greek letters before moving on to the next exercises. Lesson 3, Exercise 2, page 3. After studying the diagrams for the order and pronunciation of the six letters in Exercise 3, you should learn them by using the writing and pronunciation exercises below. Write each letter in printed form and at the same time verbally pronounce its name and sound. For example, the first letter will be iota. Write the letter in printed form and while writing the letter, say iota, e. You should say the name iota when you begin to write the letter and the pronunciation e after you finish the downstroke. Your practice paper should look like the examples given to you in page 3, writing each letter across on a line. As you write each letter, pronounce its name and its sound as you go. You should develop a cadence so that as you're writing, you're giving its name and its sound for each of these six letters. After you have practiced each letter across a complete line, you should combine the letters and practice them in order, pronouncing each letter name and letter sound as you write. Your practice paper should look like the second example given to you on page 3. Notice how they are now in order. Write them in order, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, and xi. As you write, pronounce each letter name and letter sound. After you practice the six letters of Lesson 3 in combination, you should practice all 14 letters that you have learned so far in combination, pronouncing each letter name and letter sound as you write. Your practice paper should look like the third and final example on page 3, beginning with alpha. Write alpha, ah. Beta, b. Gamma, g. Delta, d. Epsilon, e. Zeta, z. Eta, a. Theta, th. Iota, e. Kappa, k. Lambda, l. Mu, m. Nu, n. And xi, x. You should practice the above exercises until you are familiar with the name, order, and pronunciation of the first 14 letters of the Greek alphabet. You are now ready to go on to the pronunciation exercises once you have learned the name, order, and pronunciation of the first 14 letters that you've learned so far. Lesson 3, Exercise 3, the beginning of the pronunciation exercises. This is Lesson 3, page 4. In this first of the pronunciation exercises, you'll be taken through the six Greek letters of Lesson 3, having the letters pronounced for you. The second time through, you'll be given a verbal quiz in which you'll be asked to respond by pronouncing the sound of the letter when you see and or hear the letter. Line 1, figure 1. Iota, E. Kappa, K. Lambda, L. Mu, M. Nu, n. Xi, x. Line 2. Lambda, l. Iota, e. Nu, n. Kappa, k. Xi, x. Mu, n. Line 3. Kappa, k. Iota, e. Mu, m. Psi, x. Nu, n. Lambda, u. Line 4. Xi, x. Iota, e. Lambda, u. Nu, n. Kappa, k. Mu, m. Line 5. Nu, m. Lambda, u. Mu, m. Kappa, k. Xi, x. Iota, e. Line 6. Mu, m. Iota, e. Xi, x. Lambda, u. Nu, m. Kappa, k. Line 7. Xi, x. Nu, m. Mu, m. Lambda, u. Kappa, k. Iota, e. Line 8. Iota, e. Kappa, k. Lambda, u. Mu, m. Nu, m. And final, the xi, x. Now the second time through, and I will pronounce the name of the letter and pause and give you a chance to respond with its sound. After the pause, I will give the sound of the letter. Beginning with line 1, figure 1 of lesson 3, exercise 3. Iota, E. Kappa, K. Lambda, U. Mu, M. Nu, M. Xi, X. Line 2. Lambda, U. Iota, E. Nu, m. Kappa, k. Xi, x. Mu, m. Line 3. Kappa, Iota, E. Mu, M. Xi, X. Nu, M. Lambda, U. Line 4. Xi, Iota, E. Lambda, U. Nu, M. Kappa, K. Mu, M. Line 5. new, lambda, mu, kappa, xi, iota, e. Line 6, mu, iota, e, xi, x, lambda, u, nu, kappa. Line 7. Xi. X. Nu. Mu. Lambda. Kappa. K. Iota. E. Line 8. Iota. E. Kappa. K. Lambda. U. Mu. Nu. And the final? Xi. X. You are now asked to go into the next exercise, Lesson 3, Exercise 4, on page 5. Lesson 3, Exercise 4, the pronunciation exercises, on page 5. In this exercise, we will go through the first 14 letters of the Greek alphabet. The first time through, the letters will be pronounced for you. The second time through, you'll be given a verbal quiz in which you'll be asked to respond by pronouncing the sound of the letter when you see and or hear the name of the letter. Line 1, figure 1. Alpha, A. Beta, B. Gamma, G. Delta, D. Epsilon, E. Zeta, Z. Line 2. Eta, A. Theta, Th. Iota, E. Kappa, K. Lambda, L. Mu, M. Line 3. Nu, M. Xi, X. Now separately and then combination. Alpha, A. Nu, M. Alpha, Nu. Combination is on. A and N. On. Next set. Beta. B. Epsilon. E. Beta. Epsilon. B. Line 4. Gamma. G. Eta. A. Gamma. Eta, gay. Delta, d. Iota, e. Delta, iota, d. Epsilon, e. Nu, n. Epsilon, nu, n. Line 5. Zeta, z. Eta, a. Zeta, eta. Zay. Eta, a. Nu, n. Eta, nu. Ain. Theta, th. Epsilon, eh. Theta, epsilon, the. Line 6. Kappa, k. Alpha, ah. Kappa, alpha, ka. Lambda, u. Epsilon, eh. Lambda, epsilon, le. Mu, m. Alpha, ah. Mu, alpha, ma. Line 7. Nu, m. Epsilon, eh. Nu, epsilon, ne. Xi, x. Alpha, ah. Xi, alpha, xa. Epsilon, eh. Xi, x. Epsilon, xi, x. Line 8. Delta, d. Epsilon, eh. Delta, epsilon, de. Theta, th. Eta, a. Theta, eta, the. Epsilon, eh. Kappa, k. Epsilon, kappa, ek. Now you're ready to go on to the final pronunciation exercises in Lesson 3, Exercise 5, page 6. Lesson 3, Exercise 5, the final of the pronunciation exercises, Lesson 3, page 6. In this last exercise, you will be asked to combine the sounds of the first 14 letters and pronounce them in combination. We are now putting the sounds of the letters together as they are pronounced in the reading of the Greek New Testament. We will read this exercise through only one time, pronouncing the names of the letters, then after pausing, pronounce the letters in combination for you. During the pause, you should verbally pronounce the letters, then wait to check it with the pronunciation given. Beginning with line 1. Alpha. Ah. Alpha. Lambda. All. Alpha, nu. On. Beta, epsilon. Be. Beta, epsilon, nu. Ben. Gamma, epsilon. Ge. Line 2. Gamma, epsilon, nu. Gen. Gamma, eta. Gay. Delta, epsilon. Deh. Delta Iota. D. Epsilon. E. Epsilon Gamma. Egg. Line 3. Epsilon Kappa. Ek. Epsilon Mu. M. Epsilon Nu. N. Epsilon Xi. X. Zeta Eta. Z. Eta. A. Line 4. Eta Lambda. Ale. Eta Nu. Ain. Theta Alpha. Thaw. Theta Epsilon. The. Theta Epsilon Nu. Then. Theta Eta. Thay. Line 5. Theta Iota. Phi. Kappa Alpha. Ka. Kappa Epsilon. Ke. Kappa Epsilon Nu. Ken. Kappa Eta. K. Lambda Alpha. La. Line 6. Lambda Epsilon. Le. Lambda Eta. Lay. Mu Alpha. Ma. Mu Epsilon. Me. Mu Epsilon Nu. Men. Mu Iota Nu. Mean. Line 7. Nu Alpha. Na. Nu Epsilon. Ne. Nu Epsilon Nu. Nen. Nu Eta. Nay. Xi Alpha. Xa. Xi Alpha Nu. Xan. After you have practiced these exercises thoroughly, go on to the next set of letters in Lesson 4.